Thanks for listening to For Crying Out Loud on Podcast One.
Made a decision. I'll face the sunniest side head on. I had a vision of what it might be like to reach the exit.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to For Crying Out Loud.
How are you?
I'm good. Lots of stories, lots of things.
I'm so glad that we have no guests and two full shows because
thank God those guests are.
I got a lot.
We beat them away for you guys.
I got a lot. Like I made a list of things I need to get to.
Yeah,
like updates,
two shows and a Patreon today.
Yeah.
Before we start, let's talk about. Congrats to Lady Gang Podcast on Podcast One for the launch of their new TV show on E!
Good for you guys!
You guys can watch it on E! If you can't get enough of your favorite lady podcaster, listen to First Degree, the new podcast.
But one question.
She talks...
Why don't we have a television show?
That's true.
Why do these bitches have a TV show
and
we don't?
She talks about true crime TV. She talks with True Crime TV producers, investigative journalist Billy Jensen about chilling ride into the darkest corners of your worst nightmares. What? That's right up our alley. Serial killers, murders.
I know.
What? Listen every Wednesday on Podcast One or wherever you get your favorite podcast.
Yeah. Also, Homesick.
Listen, are you in the dark? In the dark ages, like the Corolla family?
You are if you haven't discovered Homesick yet.
Oh, my God.
Okay, this is something that is not going to break your bank. It's really cute. It's really gifty. And
it's
I need one right now.
Yeah.
They're candles.
I need 10 of them right now.
With your state on it. Okay? Do you have pride in your state?
Mm-hmm.
I do. I love California. Stop it.
Okay.
California is amazing. They have... Your state on there.
It's great.
They have cities on there. They have things that remind you of home. Like you can get a candle that has a pumpkin patch on it. It says pumpkin patch.
That's cute.
You can get one that has a football. The sky's the limit.
Oh, my God. Barbecue backyard candle.
Beach cottage candle. You know what?
New job.
I'm a total candle hoe. So if you guys don't want to buy a candle for yourself, but you're thinking about me. Around this holiday season, why not get one for your favorite podcaster?
Or your power goes out every other day and your son is afraid of the dark, you're going to need a couple candles that smell like home, right? Right.
Right. So right now, your listeners, go to homesick.com and use the promo code, this is a different one, just kidding, FCOL, and you're going to get 10% off any order over $50 and... My favorite thing, what is it?
Free shipping.
Yes.
That's right.
10% off plus free shipping. That's a great deal.
Mm-hmm.
So homesick.com, promo code FCOL. Okay.
They smell like home.
Also.
Yeah.
This is something that's really important.
Mm-hmm.
My Bite Vitamins.
Delicious.
I'm really excited because you got some in the mail and you took them home.
They sent a box to us and Olga does her job too much and she like collected the boxes and took them home and opened everything.
That's one way to think of it as doing her job too well.
Yeah, she's
another way is called stealing.
Yeah. Stole from Stephanie.
I'll take these.
Yes, I brought them for you.
Yes, and I am really excited because as I told you last time when we first got them on as advertisers, my LB's pediatrician told me she needs to start taking vitamins.
Yes.
And then we read the ad and I was like, well, hello.
Perfect. Perfect. Vitamin A, as many as 3 cups of broccoli in one serving. As much as vitamin C is 3 cups of sliced pear. Okay.
Yep. Plus immune support.
Yeah. And by the way, they taste like See's candy. They're caramel with nuts and chocolate. I mean, it's weird.
And guess what? 100% of their vitamin D, and that is what Elby's pediatrician said she needs. She wanted her to take a supplement. Mm-hmm. Well, now she doesn't need a supplement, a special vitamin D. She can take this vitamin and she'll love it.
She's going to ask. She's going to OD on vitamin D.
And guess what? There's no code. Just go get it at Target. It's at Target. Or you can go to My Bite Vitamins and look for them. But we don't have a code. We're just creating product awareness.
Right. Wow, what a weekend. We went to Vegas.
You went to Vegas.
Yes.
You drove, right?
No. But Patrick has all these friends of his that like have their own businesses. this guy like travels the world. He doesn't – I wanted to give him a tip. And Patrick's like, he doesn't – he just did it for fun. He drove our beer out there.
What?
Might be illegal saying what I'm saying. But I don't know. No.
Why is that illegal?
He drove –
He drove alcohol.
He drove our beer. He drove our
– As long as he didn't drink it all on the way.
No, he was great. Name was Greg. Thank you, Greg. Lot of FCOL fans in Vegas, Stephanie.
Nice.
They all want us to come out there. They are like – one. There was these couple girls that we met in the beginning. It was a costume karaoke. Oh, my God. What a way to bring people together. I mean, the whole bar was packed.
Really?
Yes. Everybody was having a great time. Everybody was, like, congratulating each other. There was a Neil Diamond dude that sang Neil Diamond. But there was a guy that got up there, and he said, this is dedicated not to Adam but to Lynette.
Aww.
Because Adam doesn't like the band. So he sang Paul Revere from the Beastie Boys.
Love it!
I know. And I know it word for word, and so did he. And he and I, like, the whole bar was singing it with him. It was fantastic. Thank you, Patrick. Patrick was his idea. He pulled it together. Jay, we all, I mean, just
he
our
pulled
little,
the
Dylan,
whole event together?
Yes.
Now, was what just, was AJ doing?
Then AJ, because it was a karaoke contest, we had to have celebrity judges. So Patrick's friends with AJ, so AJ came. All we had to do is just put him up in his hotel and me. But we let the audience. We didn't want to. We were like dancing. Oh, and Brandon Gooch Hahn, he's a DJ Drive Time in Vegas. A lot of people know who he is.
Okay.
Adorable, came out. He kind of hosted it a little bit. He got the crowd. It was so much fun. We let the audience decide, like, who are we? At first, we were, like, trying to keep track. I was like, fuck this shit. We're just going to go, Neil Diamond, Paul Revere, you know, like
right,
that.
Right, right, right.
So we let the crowd decide, and it was so hard to decide that I ended up buying a round of drinks for everybody. The everybody that was left at the end of the night, I bought a round of drinks because they all they stuck around. But it was packed. It was so much fun. The bar people had so much. But when that guy broke out, Paul Revere, I wish I knew his name. I think it's on our Corolla drinks. But Patrick, Dylan, me, and Jay put it on. And thank you to Nathan and Joey. And AJ Benza, I met his wife. AJ's like, you know, I mean, he talks about coaching his kids. He talks about his wife and what a pain of an ass she is. But They've been married for so long, and when she picked him up at the airport, he loves his kid. He makes dinner every night. She comes up to me and she gives me a big hug, and she goes, "Oh my God, thank you for taking him off of my hands for 24 hours. Thank you so much." You know, she had that like Brooklyn accent.
Uh-huh.
Everybody had a great time. Karaoke really brings people. I'm really thinking that you and I should host a karaoke contest. We could do it out there.
I love it.
There's a space there at the other room, which is in the Forum Shop at Caesar's
right.
Palace. It's called the other room. They have outdoor. They have indoor. Nathan, the guy that I don't know if he runs it.
So could we do a live podcast there too?
Yes.
And he's sell when, tickets and then afterwards have like an after party like karaoke?
Yes. Put it this way. When he heard Dawson put the ad on during our podcast shows, he had to pull over, and he said it was like Elvis hearing his song on the radio. He got the chills, and he loves all of us, and he's married. He has little babies at home. He has like two kids, I think, or even three. Anyway, we need to go to Vegas. That's going to be – we should go.
All right.
And a lot of people said send their love to Stephanie, and they want us to come.
Okay.
Yes. The girl, yeah, there was a bunch of girls in the beginning of the evening and guys.
Don't have to ask me three times.
I love the guys that go all the time that go, I'm not married and I don't have kids and I love your show. There's those people. And then there's the people like, I've been listening to Adam since I was in college, but I like your show too. Like they have to add the addendum of how much
right.
they like
Well, him. Adam wasn't there.
Right.
So it's like, well, yeah. That's nice.
Yeah, that's nice.
He's not
Talk
here.
About me.
Yeah. Adam ain't here right now.
Yeah.
Do you see Adam Carolla anywhere in this building?
No.
No.
You see Lynette dancing her fucking ass off to Forever in Blue Jeans by Neil Diamond?
Forever in Blue Jeans,
my God.
Baby.
That guy did that song. Wah, wah, then he did wah, Sweet Caroline. Wah. Sweet
Caroline.
And everyone.
Bah, bah, bah. Does every Neil Diamond song have a
something
somewhere
like
in
that.
There?
Yeah. Yeah, I know.
I love Neil Diamond.
I know. It was great. It was so people picked great songs. Baby Got Back. I mean, they picked the songs that they knew I guess that we would respond to. So,
do you want to know what's weird? I don't know why this is. I mean, now I'm on a podcast and I know I'm a performer, sort of. But
dance monkey.
But for so many years, especially when I was young, I had a really bad problem with feeling self-conscious. And singing was like the worst of it. I thought I have a terrible singing voice. I have very rarely even done karaoke for embarrassment of like having somewhere in my psyche that I'm a terrible singer and I shouldn't be singing in front of people.
I know.
I've never understood for so long. I think I could relax and do it now, but I think for years there was just like, that didn't seem fun to me at all because like,
I agree.
Why would I want to sing in front of people when I'm not a good singer?
Oh my God. Imagine dating a guy that you're really into and almost every weekend you go to his friend's house and they make dinner for you and then they have karaoke. And then they're singing songs that I didn't know. I didn't know Forever in Blue Jean. I know it because Cousin Sal does it. That's one of his songs.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean? I didn't know Vehicle until Adam did it. I'm your vehicle, baby. Can you love me? You know that song.
I don't know that song.
I think it's like it was a one-hit wonder. Like Loverboy, the kid is hot tonight. Tony Barbieri and Adam doing a duet. Like, I didn't know a lot of these songs, and I was terrified. And they always go, Lynette, get up, get up. And I'm like, no, I never did it.
Yeah, I never thought that sounded fun at all.
Mm-mm. No.
Like, if you don't have a good singing voice, what? And the whole point of it is kind of
the whole
right. But that's what I'm saying. That's what's so funny is that I didn't want to do it, even though kind of the point of it is that people that are not singers get to enjoy themselves and sing.
Exactly.
But that sounded horrifying to me. It didn't seem like, oh, how freeing.
No,
I can sing when I have a shitty voice. It was like, why would I want to expose myself that way?
No, there's the people that are horrible. And then there's the like girls that get up. I mean, guys too, but there's the girl that gets up and just belts out. You know, one of our things when we first started the contest, we were like, okay, what are we going to judge them on? Looks. One of them is balls. Like, how much balls do they have? How bad are they?
That's a good category.
That was a good category. We ditched it early on. But, like, there was a duet of a couple, a guy and a girl, and they were so cute. They were, like, one of the first. They did Turn Around
Every Now and Then.
They did that song, and we were laughing so hard because they
every
were horrible.
Every now and then I fall apart.
Yeah, and then
and
she kicks it in.
I need you now tonight. See, now I don't give a shit.
Now,
I'll sing.
Exactly. I think in your 20s and 30s, you feel like that, but then after that, it's like,
teenager, like,
I hated it.
Had the worst anxiety thinking about possibly having to sing.
I'm with you. I felt the same
way. I have singing dreams where I was like up on a stage and having to sing a song.
Ugh.
And it was the worst nightmare ever. Like I'd wake up like freaking out.
Mm-hmm.
And yet I've done stand up. So it doesn't even make sense that I would
be
that upset by the idea.
What would be your karaoke song?
Well, I have done karaoke. I mean, sporadically, but it was Don't It Make My Brown Eyes Blue.
That's good.
Yeah.
That's good. The weird thing about this guy that did Paul Revere is because Paul Revere's on Beastie Boys is like the first song of their first album.
Right.
Okay. When he busted that out, it's weird because Dylan in the back said, before I left on the trip, goes, we're going to make a social media post promoting the event. I have a wheel. Let's put some songs on the wheel, spin the wheel, and then say you're going to do this song and then get up to do it. And I cut off. You know, you get cut off, you know. Okay. So we did it. And he's like, give me some names of songs. And I'm giving him names. One of them was Paul Revere by the Beastie Boys. And then when he did that, I fell in love with this guy. It was great. It was
How
so great.
Fun.
I know. Yeah. It was a lot of fun.
Successful.
Kaylin, what would be your
Probably Without Me by Eminem.
Oh. Okay. Anyway, what else is going on? Let's hear a little, just a teeny.
Yeah, we don't know that song.
I think
it.
At first, when you said it, I didn't.
That's why we have that reaction.
Now that I'm thinking about it, you do know the song.
Oh, the kids and their songs.
You know the song.
No, I like Eminem, but
I like Eminem too, but I didn't know what it was. But
it doesn't have name recognition to me.
Without me. Yeah.
Sorry, that was
no, that's not it.
Kaylin.
Kaylin's the worst with music.
I'm stretched pretty far over here.
I know. Sorry. Let me get some chapstick. What else is going? What else is going on?
Okay. Well, do you want to hear the the elephant in the room?
No.
Basically,
this is going to make me sad. All right,
Kaylin. I don't think you know this.
Do you want me to play it still? Or
yeah, gonna... play it. Yeah. Go ahead, play it.
Two trailer park girls go round the outside, round the outside,
round the outside. I'm on the way. Well, first of all, I like it.
Round the outside, round the outside, round the outside. Yeah, but you gotta get to the chorus.
Guess who's back? Back again. Shady's back. Tell a friend.
Who's back?
Not Kaylin. Shady.
Thank you.
Thanks, Kaylin.
Yep, no problem.
All right,
all right guys. So
let's talk.
The other day,
mm-hmm.
Lynette knows this.
Mm-hmm.
Kaylin, you don't know this. So
oh,
a couple shows ago.
Gave me a stomach ache.
A couple shows ago, Lynette and I really got some like stuff off our chests, you know? Now, look, it's a podcast and we exaggerate a lot of stuff, right? I mean, not everything is like exactly the truth of, you know.
Yeah. Because
I mean, it's based. It, yeah. Look, our podcast is certainly based on a true story. But
right.
Some stuff.
I didn't really go to Vegas.
Right. Exactly
no.
That.
Yeah. Like, no, you have
did
to.
Did you really go to Vegas? Of course not. You're yeah. Very busy.
Yeah. It's some stories you think in your head it's going to be good. And then once you get to it, it doesn't really sound that good. So then you got to kind of make it a little more. You got to
yeah.
Embellish
yeah.
It.
Yeah, or sometimes if we're upset about something,
right.
We feel
sympathize.
Even more upset in the moment because we get into it and we're making each other laugh and we're
right.
Relating. Okay, well, a couple shows ago, we might have gone on a little rant about our husbands,
mm-hmm.
You know, just a little one. And so I guess you guys can figure out where this is going. I went into the bedroom like a few days after the show and John was looking pretty forlorn. I was like, what's up, Glumjum?
Why the long face?
Oh, man. It's not funny, but it's like you kind of have to laugh.
Well, if you're laughing, then I mean, I was.
It's not funny, but okay. Have you ever been caught shoplifting? Kaylin, ever been caught shoplifting?
Never caught, no.
Not a good. Okay.
You feel moated.
Yeah, you feel really moated.
Really moated.
So John was like, you know, I was painting last night and politics has really got me down, you know,
mm-hmm.
And I got tired of listening to my political podcasts and I just, you know, I put on FCOL just to see what's going on in your world, you know, what you're up
for
to
the first
this year.
Time? For the first time?
He never listens to the podcast, Lynette. Never. Never. I have talked about him freely for years, and I don't think I say anything terrible.
No, you say, by the way, I think you say positive stuff. I think that outweighs the few and I didn't have few and far, but like.
Yeah, you texted that to me, and I almost sent it to
yes.
Him to show him, but then I was like, that's a little too.
But you.
Like, try hard to go.
No,
like,
but
look what Lynette said. Lynette said, you always say so many nice things.
But I think the audience is going to agree with me that you say. More positive than negative. John makes me laugh. John the other
yeah.
Night. John, you know.
Okay, so here's what happened. He says, I listened to For Crying Out Loud. And wow.
Why that episode? Why? Like,
why that episode?
Wow.
And
right.
I didn't quite. I was like, shit, you know? Because you can't really immediately get defensive and say like, but there's lots of times that I say nice things about you. It's like, fuck, I know that's gonna sound. And then he said, it's not that I am even that upset about, you know, talking about me or complaining. He goes, it's just you really ranted about me for like 30 minutes, just issue after issue that you had. And he said, and I felt so embarrassed at some of the things you were saying about me. And it was very heartbreaking.
Yeah.
You've had that happen
I've been
to you.
In his position a lot. A lot of many times. It's not just leaving the cup in the sink. There's been many times where he talks about me. He goes on and on about me and says things that are not exactly true, you know?
Right.
You know, the stuff about spending money and stuff like that. And I can't think off the top of, but there's been many times where he's talked. I'm sure Kaylin can probably think of a couple times.
Yeah, I could think of one.
Yeah.
What?
It was actually the champagne story.
Well, with that, we know that one.
Yeah, I know. But the thing is, he, after that day's recording on ACS, he just randomly brought up that story.
Recently.
Right after you told it. And I was trying to tell Chris, like, hey, can you get a Crying Out Loud plug over here? Like, Lynette just told the story, which was very different from how Adam was just telling it.
Mm-hmm.
So Lynette told her story, and then I heard Adam telling it. I was like, that doesn't sound like the story. I just heard, like, a few hours ago.
And was like, Adam just retold that story.
What would do, what can you just, the highlights of why it was different?
It was his regular, like,
his regular show.
Yeah, his regular, you know, she's,
I have to go to work, I'm working, I'm busy, I'm tired, I'm this, I'm that, and then I come home. First of all, I want to get back to you and Jeff.
No, go ahead.
But I'll just say this one recent thing, how he posted a picture of all the carbs that are in the refrigerator because he's on a stupid diet that he's on all the time every other week. I get it. He's going to do a TV commercial or whatever, and he wants to thin down for that week, whatever it is. But I made lasagna. He complains all the time about how I don't cook. I want to come home and a pot roast or lasagna. And never, never, never. I made lasagna, and I also made for him, because it was in our freezer, these chorizo sausages, and I know how much he loves them, and he makes them with his eggs. He eats it at night with broccoli for dinner. I made that at the same time of making the lasagna. Did he ever, by the way, he didn't even eat it that night. I don't know why. I think it was Sunday and he ate it. Anyway, did not mention those sausages at all. He just took out the lasagna and all the leftovers from the kids of the week and took a picture of all the carbs in his refrigerator.
Oh, that would make me so mad.
Okay, that's one. But there's been personal stuff. I mean, there's been a lot of, in the past, there's been tons of stuff, especially right. on Adam and Drew. I think he kind of keeps it tame on the Adam Carolla show. But on Adam and Drew, I think, you know, he's very judgmental. You know, I observe people now. I observe their behavior. I observe. Fuck you and your observation. Go to the fucking Griffith Observatory and observe. Like, why? See, just, anyway, go on. But I know that. Okay, so when John said you railed against me for 30 minutes and then you told me that, I know that feeling.
Yeah.
And it's not good.
No, it's
and you,
not.
What you do is you think, and it sounds also, when you listen to it on a podcast, it sounds like you're confiding in somebody. Like, you know what I mean?
Right,
it's
right.
It's a private conversation.
Right.
And so you think, is that really how you feel about me?
Right.
I've gotten it from teachers and friends, you know.
Right.
So I know, and you know, I mean,
no, we both know. And there have been things, of course, about John that I bitch about on the podcast. But in my mind, it's not about airing dirty laundry.
Right.
Which is what I tried to explain to him. I was like, I would never say something that if by chance you heard it. First of all, I am speaking like he's not listening because most of the time he's not listening.
Exactly.
He's right. not listening. Right. So I'm not saying it thinking, oh,
every
God,
hopefully
John won't hear this. I did say that, and that is true. Hopefully he wouldn't hear that because it would be hurtful. Mm-hmm. But I would never say something that would make him, like, want a divorce.
No.
Like, not that there
that's
is.
The thing.
I would never be like, yeah, I really want to fucking leave him. Or,
well, that's the thing. I think Stephanie and I, both you and I, can say freely, anything we say on this podcast, we probably would say if we had to the person.
Well, that's
it's
the
not,
thing.
Right.
It's all stuff I've said
it's
to him
lies.
In arguments,
yeah.
except that maybe I was being, like, more complainy.
Right.
What I tried to explain to him, first of all, I apologized.
Okay, wait, go back. I'm sorry. Go back to the when he said I listened.
Yeah, so he said he listened, and I had the horrible sinking feeling, and mm-hmm. I was like, oh, no. Then I also felt terrible because I was like, I'm the cause of he's feeling really sad right mm-hmm. now. I felt bad that I made my husband that sad, you know?
Right.
And then I thought a little defensively, like, but it is a podcast. Like, why is he listening? Why are you listening to that?
And of all of them?
Right.
You couldn't listen to the one
I almost
where we
wanted
talked
to go
about Ellen.
So I said, first of all, I said, it was one podcast because we got off because, and I said, and people like to hear the truth of relationships. Right. I said, they like to hear about the stuff that like bugs us because it's a real marriage. Mm-hmm. I said, and we've been married a long time. So things get on each other. We get on each other's nerves. Right. I go, that's just a fact of life and a fact of sharing space with somebody all the time. You know, we're home all the time. I said, of course, it's exaggerated. The annoyance level is exaggerated because that's what I'm talking about it. So it's not like I'm just sitting home seething with resentment and anger and irritation at you all the time. It's that I'm thinking of all the things while we're talking right. about it that bug me.
Exactly.
And he's like, but I mean, you know, you were saying like that I make the noise with my teeth. And I was like, okay, yes, but that's like me. That is fully misophonia. I said, I have a thing. It's like probably part of an anxiety problem mm-hmm. where noises bother me. I was like, it's not just you. I feel the same feeling like when Penelope is like licking her paws and it makes me want to like stab my eye right. with a pencil. Wow. I go, and I feel it sometimes to the kids if they're doing something sure. that's like annoying. I said, and he's like, well, do you really put on headphones and they're not even plugged into anything?
Oh my God, that's the episode.
Yeah. Oh, and so I said, well, yes, I do. What am I supposed to do? Sit there and lie and just go, no, it's all made up. I was like, yes, I do.
And I'm guilty of it, too.
Yeah, I said, and he's like, and pretend like, you know, can't hear me. Or, and I said, well, look, yes.
How often, though?
That is true. I said, but I feel like you would probably prefer that to me going, can you stop making that noise? Can you please stop making that noise? And he's like, yeah, I guess I would. Then I was like, also, the stuff I'm saying is not like foundational.
Right.
I said, I'm not saying like, oh, you have no respect for me.
Exactly.
You lie to me. I go, it's all surface annoyance exactly. stuff. It's all like, he's like, well, you said that I sleep in every day. I'll never get out of bed and I don't pick up the kids. And I was like, well, yeah. I go, yeah. God. What was I supposed to do? So we had a little argument about the fact that he doesn't get up in the morning. But this is how it ended. I think he'll be pleased.
This is exactly how
it would
have gone.
Yeah, I do feel resentful sometimes that I'm the one who gets up with the kids. And I said, I do think from the feedback I've gotten and I always get from – I do think it is a male-female thing. Mm-hmm. I think that I can multitask and know a lot about what's going on at the same time. And I think in your mind, you're like, well – she's got it.
Right.
So you let me have it.
Right.
And I said, on the other hand, in your defense, I said, what I probably wasn't saying is that I truly feel happy with my life. Mm-hmm. And I wouldn't be able to. Those are all pretty surface
right.
complaints that I think everybody shares.
Sure. I said, and we said that, I think.
I think we did, but I said, I love my life and I actually love our marriage. Mm-hmm. And I actually, if I was taking a polygraph, I want to be the one to pick up the kids. Like
right.
as much as I complain about it, because it's fun to complain about because, and I said, I like to complain.
Yes.
I like to have something that's bugging me.
Yeah.
I go, it's just kind of more fun and it makes me feel alive.
Right.
I said, but truth be told, I like being the one that takes
sure.
them to school. Do I like making their lunch every day? No. Would it be great if you got up and made their lunch sometimes? Yes. But then he started pointing out all the stuff that he does, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, in my mind, not to start a new fight with John if he listens to this, but in my mind, I was immediately like, oh my God, this is the point. Like, what do you want a medal for the things mm-hmm. that you do? Like, do you want to get into the stuff that I do? But I didn't.
Right.
Because I was like, I'm already
yeah.
pretty moted yeah, already.
Yeah.
Like, let's not get more moted. But I was like, I did hear him. I heard mm-hmm. the fact that, like, he's in charge of, like, our finances.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't ever go, like, hey, did you pay the bills?
Right.
Like, he just does it and doesn't really right. complain about it.
Right. But see,
do I think that's a huge deal to, like, go on the Bank of America account and just hit pay, 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 pay? Not really.
I stop on your head, Stephanie. Oh, my God.
But I'm just saying, I'm like,
no,
yeah, but I do all the laundry. But then yes. I realized in my head, I was like, look, if our whole marriage is just going to be a tit for tat, mm-hmm. then how can you be with a person? Like,
yeah.
our partners are more than just like a roommate where we're just like going to leave each other lists of like, don't eat my peanut butter. You know, I mean, it's a marriage. So you got to just go, you know what? The guy is not good in the morning. Mm-hmm. He's not a morning person.
Right.
There's a lot of shit that I'm not good at that I sort of leave to him.
Right.
Like, I'm not. Okay. For instance, the other day, the garbage disposal.
Yeah.
The garbage disposal in the sink, the sinkerator thing. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I go to turn it on and it's just going. And I was like, time to just buy a new one. Like, because that's where.
Yeah.
Right. What am I going to fix it?
Right.
No. No. Who does that? Who fixes it? So I'm like, I go, oh, shoot. Also, at the same time, I think you'll appreciate this. The dishwasher, none of the – I go to put start and no lights are coming on.
Oh, it's the worst feeling in the world.
And I'm like
– next to your husband listening.
I guess now we have to get a new dishwasher.
Ugh.
So that's where my mind goes. I'm like, wow, well, so then John says, oh, well, do you think – so I say, John –
right.
The dishwasher's not working. It's broken. And also the garbage disposal is not working. And then he says, well, do you think there could be a fuse out? Which, first of all, props to him for even knowing fuses have anything to do with anything.
Right.
So I'm like,
right.
Well, I don't think so, because when you turn the dishwashing disposal on, it does make noise.
Yeah.
It's not a good noise.
Right.
But it's a noise, which tells me
it's not
things
right.
are on. Then I go to look at the coffee maker, which is on the same thing, and it's fine. So I'm like, no, but here's where I will pat myself on the back. So I figure out the dishwasher, because sometimes if you push too many buttons, I don't know if yours does this, it locks.
Yes.
And one time that happened, and I went and Googled how to unlock it so that I didn't have to call the
– why is it locking, by the way?
I don't know.
It got fucking files from the CIA in there?
Know.
Why is it going to lock on you?
What is that?
I don't get that.
What are they, like, you're trying to get into it three times?
Right.
It must mean someone's trying to hack your dishwasher?
What the fuck?
So it's trying to do a load of glasses that doesn't belong to them?
Right. I know. What? You should be washing your dishes instead of using the dishwasher.
Why would it possibly lock you out? There is
no
reason for that to happen.
I know.
None.
No. It's a mystery.
Not one reason.
Yeah.
It's just a way to get you to call freaking dishwasher
right.
the repair person.
They want you to
locked.
Come.
Sorry. It's locked. Mm-hmm. And to spite you, it puts up a red lock sign. Like, it's like a little picture of a lock, and it just goes, lock.
God.
It's like, fuck you.
Just get the middle finger
up. I just want to do some dishes.
I know.
So at the end of the day. And then I want to get in bed and listen to a fucking podcast. Is that too much to ask, dishwasher? So, luckily, this has happened to me before, and I Googled it. So I sort of somehow remembered, and I was like, let me see if I hold this down for 3 seconds.
Oh, Jesus.
And it released, and then it was working again. So I'm like, I got the dishwasher. Dishwasher's no longer broken.
Good.
I guess it was never broken, but whatever. Tricked me into thinking it was broken.
Right.
So then John says, okay, well, don't worry, I'm going to try to fix the
disposal.
Lynette, he did.
Oh, nice.
He fixed it. I was like, I'm going to call the plumber tomorrow. We have a go-to plumber. And he was like, well, let me just see if I can try to fix it. And of course, in my mind, like my little rant, I was like, he's not going to fix it. It's going to take two weeks.
Right,
we don't have
right,
2 weeks. Right. It takes too long to paint. But I was like, okay. I just was motivated by talking about him on the podcast. I'm going to try to keep an open mind. So he freaking fixed it. He was like, Googled shit. And then he said, I need this certain kind of wrench, which I don't have, but that's okay. I'm going to try to use an Allen wrench and see if that were Allen wrench. So then I was like, and did I try to help? No.
No.
Because I'm like.
Because you're watching Dateline.
Yeah. Because I'm like, I don't know. I do laundry.
Yeah, right.
What do I need to get involved in that?
Right.
That's.
Oh my God.
What is it? I'm Paul and this is between y'all?
Yeah.
I don't know, but it's between you and the garbage and sinkerator.
Yes.
Anyway, he freaking fixed it. And I was like, do you want me to walk the dog while you're fixing it? And he's like, nope, I'm going to do both.
Oh,
and I was like, well, okay. Maybe I'm happy you overheard
my
podcast.
Yeah, I was just going to say.
And then he said, then he did something. And then I don't know what he did, but he cleared the motherfucking sinkerator and got it working again.
Wow. That's
I know. And I was like, wow.
But did he hear that episode also towards the – you talked about a funny story how he cracked you up at the end about puking on the rug.
Oh.
The joke. Did he hear that?
I don't know, but he did hear the puking thing because he said – because he brought that up as part of it. He was like – and then you said that I was just like
in the middle of the night.
Oh, he said that you said I can't – that LB can't have a new rug. I guess I was complaining that I told LB because it was the middle of the night and she was really upset about – and she was like, oh, there's a big, huge puke on my rug. Mm-hmm. And I was like, don't worry, I'll replace the rug. And I do feel like in the moment, John was like, oh, I don't need to replace the rug. Mm-hmm. He was being an Adam.
Right.
Let's clean it.
Exactly.
What do we need to replace the rug for? It's a perfectly good rug. It just has some brown puke in it. We can get that out. And in my mind, I was like, it's a shag rug. That is not coming out to the approval of a 14-year-old.
No way.
No. So I
tried before.
Right. So I was like, and then later he said, well, let's try to clean the rug first. And I think I did say to him, we're not going to clean the rug. We're not getting that out. I'll hire a new rug.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And I think, though, he did say something about Penelope thinks that's where she needs to go.
Right, right.
And
right.
I agreed. See, I agreed with him.
Right.
But during that story, you couched that story with – is that what the saying is? Couched?
Buttoned it
with
a joke that we'd both made the same joke.
But like in the beginning you said, but he really makes me laugh. He really, he cracks me. So you gave him a lot of props.
I know, but then I made all those really specific complaints. I did sort of like, out some grievances.
Right.
The thing is, bottom line is those are all things I think I've said to him in a fight when I'm upset. Well, it's not like I'm secretly having these feelings and then only telling the podcast audience. Right. I wouldn't do that.
Right.
And also, I know that our audience finds it funny because their husbands are the same way.
Sure.
And I know the guys get defensive that listen to us about themselves or their wives. But we are very
– Ulysses. No, I'm
just kidding. Always say this is all – it's all in fun.
I know.
And
of course.
Told John. I said, John – if the audience thought that I didn't like you and that I said that wouldn't be funny.
Right.
They wouldn't go, oh, my God, I was laughing so hard. Oh, my husband's like that, too. They would feel uncomfortable for me.
Exactly.
They would feel like, oh, God, are they splitting up?
Right. Which I've had in real life. I've had a lot of times where I complain about Adam. And Adam's complaining about me. And there's been a ton of like chatter like, oh, my God, they're arguing a lot. She went to New York. Or I don't know. They create some scenario that's not true, you know.
Well, because we are really honest, and I think that's what sets our podcast apart. I said to you, I go, look, if our whole podcast was like helpful hints around the house and like how to make a good pie or how to parenting, people would have turned us off a long time ago. There aren't a lot of podcasts.
I would have turned us off a long time ago.
Who would listen to that?
I mean, I remember when we first started doing the podcast. Don't tell Teresa. But Teresa wanted to, and I get it. She just had a baby. She wanted to talk about why the baby's poop was green.
Right.
You know, and I had like 2-year-olds and I was like past that. And I was like, no. And then Stephanie came along and was like, let's talk about addiction. Let's talk about Vicodin.
Let's talk about how we dropped our baby off the couch a few times and didn't mention it to anybody.
Right. Let's complain. I was like, okay, there you go. Now we're talking. Gary's the one that set us free, too. Producer
I know.
Gary.
I know.
Thank you, Kaylin. But yeah.
Because Kathy was like, okay, here's another guest I've lined up for you.
Yes.
And I was like, oh, God, who's this one? How to grow your kids like you grow a tree. How to be a better shelf organizer. And I was like, seriously?
Shelf organizer.
And then Kathy would be like, no, you don't understand. They're a best-selling author.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I'd be like, okay, well, I just looked up their book on Amazon, and it's like 827,000 rank.
Right.
I was like, we're helping them. They're not helping us.
Yeah.
They're not a get.
They got 10,000 followers. They'll retweet. They'll promote. Like, who? Breastfeeding mama's coming in on Thursday. We don't even breastfeed.
I know.
Why do we have to talk about this?
Oh, my God. We still get pitched those.
I know. We still, once
people,
in a while, because Mike August is way out of it. He's
right.
Like, whoa, it might be good for crying out loud. They're a mommy podcast. And
yeah.
I get the email.
How
like,
to get the
no.
best latch. No,
yeah,
thanks.
No, thanks.
Latch onto this.
Yeah, and then Gary was like, after they left, Gary was, all right, ladies, do what you want. Talk about whatever you want.
Yeah, I'll be in here Googling.
Right.
Googling myself. Guys, have fun. Try to get my attention if you need me.
I'm Googling girlfriends. looking for a wife.
Yeah, I'll be in here on Tinder.
Yeah.
You guys have fun.
Yeah.
And we were like, cool.
All right, great.
We were like, and then that's when everybody was like, oh my God, I really like it when you guys don't have a guest.
Yeah, I know. You think? We like it when you... We only tolerated Betsy Braun Brown.
Right.
Two times, I think.
A couple times.
Only because we wanted like specific answers. Like, when are our kids going to be out of diapers?
Right.
How do we get them out of diapers? They still sleep with the pull-ups. You know, specific things. She came in and she fucking schooled us and yelled at us and told us not to.
Oh my God, remember? Don't call them the twins.
Twins, right. Don't call them the twins. They're individuals.
I still call my kids twins.
I know. I just said it today. I go, I have twins too.
But I still say like the twins. Like if I'm referring to John, I'll still say LB and then you pick up the twins.
Right. Yeah.
I don't need to go, okay, and then Sadie and Xander. Right. I mean, they know who they are.
She wanted to put us in mommy jail with that shit. She was like, she schooled. She was very direct and straight up forward with us.
Right.
And we took it and then we were like, all right, bye. Don't let the door hit you in the ass.
Because that was her shtick. And at first, I think you and I both like strong personalities.
Yeah.
And we find it fun when people are like putting us in our place a little bit. Mm-hmm. At first, we find that to be kind of fun.
Right.
I like it.
I like it
when people
too.
Have attitude. Sure. And they're like, all right, you pipe down over there, you two. I'm going to tell you how to do stuff. But slowly you realize that other people aren't experts. Nobody's really an expert.
No.
So I can't tell you how many psychologists we've had or experts sitting here that gave us bad advice. How many people sat here and when I said, like, do you guys think what's up with one of my kids keeps dressing like a boy, only wants to wear boy clothes? Every single expert was like, oh, that's a phase. They all go through it. Every single one of them.
Everybody wants to.
Not one of them was like, well, you know, we'll see what happens.
Yeah.
They might not grow out of it.
Right.
Maybe they're transgender.
Right.
Nobody ever even was not even in the possibility.
No.
But that's a big example. But even small examples, like, how about this? Like, hey, your kids will be okay even if they don't have a special fucking day every week.
Well, yeah. That's the
Betsy
other one.
Was like, oh, they're going to be psychologically damaged unless they each get a day.
She told us. She said, your twins should have their own – it should be Xander's day and it should be Sadie's day.
And they make all the decisions.
Right. What you're going to eat for dinner and what you're going to have for lunch.
She's smoking crack. And we tried it. We both tried it.
We were
like, all right.
For like an hour.
Right, because we felt bad. We're like, oh, we're doing our twins damage. We're grouping them together.
Right.
Okay.
Right. How about the no TV shit? By the way, no TV from 0 to 5. Shut the fuck up. Our kids are just fine, even though they're in the IPA program.
Right.
That's not because of TV. No.
Elmo didn't do that.
No.
Lack of a special day did that. No,
exactly. That my kids watched Curious George. They learned a lot from Curious George.
Hell yeah.
And by the way, I'll never – Olga, with her accent, she calls it the man with the jello hat. But she calls my friend Jody Yodi. So she says, when's Yodi coming over? And then Curious George, she goes, oh, that's the man with the jello hat. Why can't you say Jody in yellow? I never will understand.
You can say each of those sounds just fine.
I couldn't.
In a different context.
I know. I bust her balls all the time about it.
You should just spell yellow with a J.
With a jello.
Yeah. No, and Jody, you should spell with a Y.
Yes, right.
And then
maybe
she'll
get tricked into it. Hey, Kaylin's enjoying our show.
So anyway, to wrap up the John talk.
Please.
There's so much that I love about John.
Mm-hmm.
But as I told John, it would be really boring if I was just like, oh my God, I love my husband so much.
I know.
And obviously, when you're married for a long time, here's the thing.
Around a lot.
And they're around all the time.
We're both around each other.
I told him. I was like, I'm really sorry that I embarrassed you on the podcast, because I was. I did feel genuine remorse. I go, but in my defense, you never, ever listen. You haven't listened in years. And secondly.
That's your defense.
That's my defense. Who thought you were hearing it? And also, I was like, this was just a show once in a while.
Right.
I go on a. You know,
it was like a needle in that. It really was. Like, unbelievable. I cannot believe he heard that show.
Yeah, I don't want you guys to think that I'm going to stop complaining about John, because of course not.
No. She's going to rip those earbuds out of his ears.
No, but, you know, look, I love John. John loves me. we do have a great marriage. I told him that. There's lots of things I bitch about that I still do. That even if he, mm-hmm. even if John was like, you know what? Then fine. I'm going to take the kids to school every single day. I'd be like, no.
Right.
I'm doing it.
Right.
My job.
Yeah.
Yes. And even when he's like, do you want me to pick the kids up? Or I got the, I'll, a lot of times I'll say like, no, I got it. I want
right,
to.
Because you want to. Exactly. I know.
And it's not like I going to like LB's basketball games or going to that stuff. It's you know what it is? It's when it's all happening in one day.
Yes,
and I get stressed and
like,
I have like four jobs.
Right.
And three kids that are all doing different things. You just want to like
somebody to come. Yeah, I know. I don't know if there's I guess there's couples that are like that. I don't know. I've never.
But those couples annoy me, too.
I know. I know.
It's not like I want him with me. And he said he was so smart, though. He's like, what I'm hearing is that you don't like, even though I offer to help all the time, you don't like the feeling that you're holding on to all the information. And for me to help, you have to delegate it to me.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, correct. Like, I don't want to have
correct
to be like, okay, okay. Sadie and Xander have jacks today after school, so they have to be picked up at this time. But LB has a basketball game. Like, I want him to, like, know what's going on.
Right.
So that he can say to me, hey, I've
by
got
the way,
Sadie and
yes.
Xander are here
yes.
this day. And also, I promised I did the sign-up genius, and I have to bring, like, two cases of water from Costco. And I'm on it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm stopping at Costco. I'm going to grab the water. I'm going to bring it to Jack's, and then I'm going to pick up the kids.
Yeah.
Can you get LB?
Right. Yeah.
Oh, my God. What a blessing it would be to just go like, of course. And that's where I go, it must be nice to be him because, yes, he's helping, but he's helping based on me just going, okay, the 18 things I have in my head that have to get done, that have to do with school, the trip slips that are signed, the this that's happening, the packing list for this, the dog
right.
getting its
right.
medicine, the
yes,
kids having
mm-hmm.
all that. Oh, I made the call to move the blah, blah, blah. Okay, all that set. Can you pick up LB?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Be great. But
could
it's
you
just
imagine,
not how our life
I don't,
works.
But that's what I wanted to make clear in that episode. In this episode, I don't know if that's a reality in real life.
I don't think it is.
I've never seen, like, I know that there are husbands that are involved and they go and they pick up the kids. Like, I'll go get, you know, but I don't think they're it's even. Whether even if it's the husband and the wife's working, I don't think – I always think there's one that the responsibility falls on.
Even the dads in our audience that listen to our show that are the primary caretaker of the kids,
mm-hmm.
a lot of them constantly admit that they like take a lot of shortcuts, that if their wife was doing it, she would be doing it a lot differently.
Exactly. No, I know. And also, I have my friends, the lesbian friends that have kids, and there's – the one that she complains that it all falls on her.
Mm-hmm.
And the other one is like, but I have to travel. Like, I'm traveling. And they work in the music industry.
Yes.
And she's traveling. They both work. But Stacey's always like, I'm the one that's always, it's always falling on me. So there's always that one.
I have a lesbian couple friend too.
Mm-hmm.
Same thing. One is kind of like the guy.
And they bust each other's balls, too.
Sort of like oblivious to all the stuff that the other one is kind of the primary.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know.
She complains that, like, not appreciated, does that, kind of does everything. And the other one's like, well, what are you complaining about?
I know.
I'm supporting the family.
Right. I think it's
when
there's a human
being. They got, like, going to work until late night every night.
Like, relying on you're an adult now. You're not going out to the clubs. You're not hanging out with your friends and going on trips. Now you're an adult. Now you got a person that relies on you 24/7 every single day for 18 years. So, of course, there's going to be stress on who – it's going to fall on somebody, I think, more so than the other person. I think that's how it goes.
I do too. And the thing about John is that he is so loving and caring. Like He is like a mom in the way of he really does have like a maternal instinct and
well,
he really cares.
He goes to the doctor's office and takes like Xander to the doctor. Like you said, I don't want to – you take him
for
that.
He totally does. He steps
up. I love that.
It's more of just the multi – it is the female multitasking brain that he doesn't have. He needs to be told, okay, I need you to take Xander for a blood test. I need you to take Sadie to this. And then he's on it and caring and involved and getting all the information. And he just needs to be told what to do, and I need to delegate, and I'm not a natural manager.
Adam has that argument reversed towards me about taking care of homes and property and like our house and plants dying.
I know. I'm the same as you, though.
I walk past the plant 10 times a day. I don't even notice it. And you don't look at it. We're selling the house. We got to have it's got to have curb appeal. Like these plants are dying. And then fucking Olga's got to one up me and go out there. We come home at 5 o'clock at night. She's watering the plants. And he's like, she's a good woman, that Olga. Well, what am I? Bad woman? I just did karaoke for our brand. In Vegas.
See, but that's because you and I are trying to do both.
Mm-hmm.
Hold on. We have to do an ad for Wonder Beauty. We totally forgot about Wonder Beauty. And you know what? I can't believe we forgot about Wonder Beauty because I love Wonder Beauty.
We love Wonder Beauty.
I am not.
Their products. No, I know. Stephanie.
I'm not kidding. I'm obsessed with Wonder Beauty.
Yeah.
So if you think that we're faking it at all with any of our ads, Wonder Beauty is something that I use anytime I'm putting makeup on. Robin, my BFF, can attest to the fact that I got her – she bought a bunch of Wander products.
Uh-huh.
I love the blush that has two ends of it. One end is like a – it's a cream blush. One end is like a glow highlighter, and I will wear that as the primary blush, and it's so pretty.
I know. Their products are – what they do is they make everything simple. You don't – especially when you're traveling, like for me, you got to find the right blush, the right highlighter, the right foundation, right. The colors for your lips. You get all of it done all in one box. They get you, you pick out the right colors for your skin and you're good to go.
Yeah, I love the foundation that I've told you guys about before. It's the powder foundation. It goes on like regular foundation, but it's with like a powder puff. And it goes on totally smoothly. It takes like 4 seconds and your face looks covered and doesn't look makeup-y.
It looks like foundation. Yeah. And it's like it sets in perfect. It really does. You guys have to try it. It really is good stuff.
And it doesn't get on your fingers like how regular foundation. Yeah. You have to then wash your hands and it's got like that kind of film.
Right.
This is like your fingers are on the outside of it and you just pat it on.
Totally. They streamline everything.
Great lipstick colors.
It's okay. Foolproof.
I could go on, but I won't. Get some Wander Beauty by, what do they do? WanderBeauty.com/FCOL. You're going to get 20% off on their one swipe complexion and lash duo or any of their other bundles.
Their one swipe, it features the Wonderlust powder foundation that Stephanie was talking about and the Unlashed Volume and Curl Mascara, by the way, which works awesomely. So go check it out at wanderbeauty.com/FCOL.
Okay.
You get the one swipe complexion and lash duo. So go to the website and check it out.
Yeah. Kaylin, you've tried the lash duo, right?
He loves it.
Oh, it's my favorite.
He stole it from me the other day and won't give it back.
It's fun. I have a thing. You know what okay. Now hopefully my kids won't freaking listen to the podcast.
Oh, Jesus.
I'm going to get a subscription to Birchbox for Sadie and Elby.
Is that's what the snacks?
That's that one.
Right?
No, not Birchbox. What am I thinking of? Oh, my God.
FabFitFun?
No. What's the box that comes with the sample size beauty products? Oh, my God. I can't even remember right now. Luckily, I'm not – it's not an ad read.
Campari.
I'll think of it. But it's the one that you pay – it's like $10 a month and you get like a little box of sample size fun, like an eyeshadow.
That
and
sounds great.
We used to do ads for it like years ago.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
It's really fun. But I was thinking of like products that we've used.
Yes.
And I was like, oh, Sadie and Elby would love that.
Yeah. Yeah. No, you know what I'm using? Kaylin, if you ask Dylan what's it called, I can't think of the company.
Legacy.
I brought the box. They sent me a box. I have all these like family movies on little like, you know, the camcorder tapes that – discs that you can't put it into anything. You can't see it.
Uh-huh.
You send it to them. They digitize it and send it all back. And it's great. And I'm going to get I'm doing it now. So it'll make a great Christmas gift.
I'm scared to send. Can you just send like a bunch of loose photographs?
I think so. If you go to their website, they make it very simple. They sent me a box and we're going to put all the stuff in the box and you just send it back.
Oh my God. We're giving like free advertising to people.
Legacy.
Caitlin's like, this is not ad reads.
But
you
look,
guys.
If you do go to these websites, if you go to Legacy, put in FCOL. It might work.
I am thinking this thing is not snacks. I think it's Birchbox. Birchbox? Look up Birchbox.
Birchbox is the snack ones.
Really? Legacy is / FCOL. And yeah, I think it is Birchbox. It's the beauty makeup.
Oh, yeah. You're right then.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. Sorry.
Okay. You know what? I have a couple other things, but I'm going to tell you on Friday's episode.
Yeah. Me too.
So, and one of them could be good for Patreon.
You guys, thank you so much with Patreon. Before we talk about Patreon, if you want to get clean teeth, you need Quip.
Oh, yeah. Quip is another one that I love.
I'm gonna subscribe. I got to get this going.
Yeah, so I got it going. I love it. First of all, it's an electric toothbrush.
Yeah.
For $25,
right.
Basically. And they send you a new toothbrush head every month. And I can't tell you how often my kids are like, I need a new toothbrush. Yes. I dropped mine in the toilet.
Oh, my God. It's multi-use thick. They have the sensitive sonic vibration, the one that's gentle enough on your sensitive gums. They have built-in 2-minute timer pulses. So every 30 seconds, it reminds you to switch sides.
It's like what a toothbrush should be.
Exactly.
I mean, you got to get into like 2018 before it becomes 2019.
I know. Fucking toothbrushes. What up? Like, they haven't changed their act since they were invented, right?
Right. So
they've been
Quip,
the same shit.
Finally. Thank you, Quip.
Thank you. Our listeners, we love it. You guys got to try it. Go get Quip, okay? Go to getquip.com/FCOL right now. You'll get your first refill pack for free with a Quip electric toothbrush, okay?
You know
they
what?
They start at $25.
Yeah.
Go. Yes.
It's not even expensive at all. Totally reasonably priced.
Getquip.com.
Here's another thing
FCOL.
that I order that is not a sponsor anymore. Just saying. Harry's Razors.
Oh, yeah.
My husband loves Harry's Razors.
I do too.
You can get it at places like Target, but I order it online.
Mm-hmm.
And guess what? I put in FCOL a while ago and it worked.
Yeah, that's the thing. If you guys go to these websites, put in FCOL.
Even if they're not our sponsors anymore, who cares?
Right.
They still honor Bombas, they forget to take them out.
Yeah, the Bombas sock company, they keep the FCOL.
Yeah.
I love those socks.
So, Patreon. If you join Patreon, which I hope you do, it's only $5 a month.
Yeah.
Very soon we're going to be
can't wait.
We're going to be doing meet and greet, mm-hmm. but we're still going to be on Patreon. So if you go on Patreon and sign up for $5
a
month.
A little bit about. Let's tease a little bit what they get.
Meet and greet?
Yeah.
So meet and greet, if you go to meetandgreet.live, that's what it is, and you put in FCOL. If you go follow us on there, you don't even have to pay. You don't even have to be in a tier. We're going to start sometimes posting our podcast live, like just show you live.
So they're going to look at us?
Yeah, with like our no makeup. And we'll do one from Adam's studio and we'll just go live.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're going to set it like Patreon that if they're, let's say, a $5 a month subscriber, they'll get bonus content, just like always.
Right.
Plus, they might get like one live
call-in
stream.
Show?
Or our hangouts. We're going to start doing like a hangout every week.
That's why it's called meet and greet. Yeah.
We're going to meet and greet with our audience.
We'll see you.
And we'll do some of those for free too. Just so if you're just following us on there, it will tell you, hey, Lynette and Stephanie are going to go live.
Right.
And then we're also going to do a thing where you guys can call us and we'll do phone calls with our fans and you'll see it. You'll do a FaceTime with us.
Yeah. It's a FaceTime phone call. We just tested it out the other day.
Yeah.
It was great.
So the first time we do it for real, we're going to charge to try it out, but we're going to give all the money to charity.
Yay.
Like 100%.
That's nice.
We'll pick a charity. Maybe we'll do the first two just for strictly for charity.
That's great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then anyway, but in the meantime, Patreon is still going strong. For $5 a month, you can listen to all of our bonus content. We keep it juicy.
Mm-hmm.
We keep it stuff that we really feel like we can't say on the main show. And for $50 a month, we'll shout out your business.
Husbands can't listen to.
Mine can. Mm. He's got the code.
Mm. Damn it.
Hempworks is Letty Molina's thing, and she will get you the bacon-flavored dog CBD oil. It's CBD oil is what I'm trying to say.
I get that from her.
Go to HempWorks, HempWorks.com/L Molina. Michelle McKibben is a mortgage loan consultant with Bank of America. And you can contact her at Bank of America at Michelle.McKibben@BankofAmerica.com. Sarah Dean hosts Shameless Mom Academy podcast. She's going to help you find your identity again. Mm-hmm. Where'd it go? It's in the baby's room. Well, she's going to help you find it. Go to shamelessmom.com. The Wayne Foundation, Ulysses, we love you. We hope your dad's doing better. Go to waynefdn.org to help Jamie Walton with her foundation get girls out of sex trafficking. Kate Marengo, interiorchicago.com/interior-design. That's Kate Marengo. She's going to help you pimp out your home, find better paint colors, all that good stuff. Tish Clevenger wants, she's like insisting on adding vegetables and grains and 30 fruits to your diet. Go to clevenger.juiceplus.com. That's all. I'll do the rest on Friday.
Nice. Yeah. All right. Thanks, guys. Thanks, Kaylin. And also thanks to our sponsors, My Bite Vitamins. You can get them at Target. Homesick, the Homesick candles that smell like home. Go to homesick.com. Enter FCOL. Quip toothbrushes. Go to quip.com/FCOL. Get Quip. Right. Getquip.com/FCOL. And our favorite, Wander Beauty. Go to wanderbeauty.com/FCOL.
You're a parent now.
Don't F it up.
Don't know when I've been so blue. Don't know what's come over you. You found someone new, and don't it make my brown eyes blue? I'll be fine when you're gone. I'll just all night long, say it is untrue, and don't it make my brown eyes blue? Tell me no secrets, tell me some lies, give me no reasons, give me alibis. Tell me you love me, and don't let me cry. Say anything, but don't say goodbye. I didn't mean to treat you bad. Didn't know just what I had. But honey, now I